bulletin that I need to bring to your attention this morning, except that you read it for yourselves. And I don't see anything. At any rate, it's been a long time since I've been down here, and it is not that I have forgotten you or have put you aside, but when your children grow up, they have a tendency to take over. So we leave it at that, and I'm sure you will understand. And so it is with us. At any rate, you are in my mind. We have been through it for a long time. It's been many years now since the beginning. Many of those who started out with us are no longer with us for one reason or another, and we hope that their reasons be good enough to be acceptable. Those of you that have been here from the beginning, may God bless you for it. At any rate, the thing that is, as I have preached it to you, unless you have believed to no purpose. That's what St. Paul just said just now. I perhaps do not get to you in person, but at least in the bulletins you will notice that our little discussions might be getting a little bit longer and longer each time. But that is the way that I am trying to reach you, and that we are trying to put a message across to you that we have here no lasting city, and that we are simply here for a reason and a purpose, and we have to make sure that we come to the comprehension of what that reason and purpose really is. And if we do not have at least the peace, you know, when our Lord, every time our Lord appeared, the first word that he spoke was peace. And this is what we are trying to promote. As I look around us, and as I see wherever I look, I see lack of peace. I see lack of joy. I see lack of calmness and understanding. I see anger. And I see an attitude of wanting to fight, fight, fight. No, we've got to put the fight aside. We've got to rather experience that peace which comes to us by way of God himself. So let us come to this understanding and see what it is that we have to do in order to reach peace and to have peace and understanding. Of course, it does require a bit of fighting as far as we are internally fighting ourselves. That's not the fight that I'm speaking of. The fight amongst ourselves, within ourselves, is that which is brought to us constantly in our weekly bulletins. We have to fight that which is causing us from becoming saints. The only reason why we're here is to become a saint. If you didn't come to church, if you came to church this morning for any reason other than to become a saint, you came for the wrong reason. And many people there are who are simply churchgoers. They go to church on Sunday because you're supposed to go to church on Sunday. And for this, they get absolutely no merit. The reason why you came to church this morning is to help you become a saint. And saints give worship to Almighty God, and saints also do violence to those things within themselves that prevent them from becoming saints. And this is a warfare. This is indeed a warfare. But this is a warfare that causes peace. We're not at war with each other. We're at war with ourselves. And this is what we have to maintain, this constant warfare, this constant watching, this constant vigilance, this constant mortification. Today, to speak of mortification to the people, to the man of the world, is something which is laughable. He doesn't comprehend mortification, because everything that he stands for is self-gratification. That's the last thing that we should be concerned about, self-gratification. So we have these two, mortification and gratification, at war with each other. I am not at liberty to do as I choose to do. Is this because of some relationship that I have with someone? Or that someone has commanded me to do so and so and so and so? Not at all. I must do the things that Almighty God expects of me. And that is that. It's as simple as that. If we make it more complicated than that, then we begin to wander off into something that doesn't pertain to us. I was put here for a specific reason, for a specific purpose. Anything that stands in the way of that is wrong. Anything that keeps that purpose from being fulfilled is wrong, and I have to understand that. The message is always the same. It never changes. You did not come to church here this morning to be entertained. And it seems that entertainment is becoming more and more the centerpiece in religion today. The element of entertainment is not here. You came here for a very reason, to give worship to God. That's all. That's the only reason why I came down here, to give worship to God and to make it possible for you to partake in that act of worship. Anything other than that would be wrong for me. It's a simple message. We're not here to enjoy. We're not here to be pleased. We're not here to do anything but to bring pleasure to God, who seeks pleasure from us. And this pleasure comes to him only when he knows that there is a love in our hearts for him. He's first. So, God bless you. Do not think that you are out of my mind or out of my love, because you know you're not. You should know you're not. It's just like I said a moment ago, we have to give in to the dictates that come to us by our older children. So pray for us always. Never leave us out of your prayers, because we need your prayers and we need them desperately, that we can do our work as we should do it, always. And as I told you once, and I'll tell you again and again, you know the message. You've heard this message over and over again, year in and year out, and it has always been the same. Anytime you hear this message being sidetracked, this message going in a different direction, then it is time for you to act. It is time for you to do something about it. And I mean this. I mean this very seriously. Because as things do appear, it is going to become progressively harder to put this message across in a world that is getting more and more self-centered, in a world that is going off to one side and forgetting its complete reason. The world has forgotten it. The world thinks that it is a push-button situation. All right, then let the world think that. Almighty God might just step in and make himself known once again. When that time comes, you stand tall, you stand firm, and you be people of faith. So God bless you, and God keep you in every possible way.